Hello, and welcome to another edition of your weekly devotional. As usual, I am your host, DKOB. Firstly, I'd like to apologize for being away for 2 weeks. And I really do miss our time together. What caused it exactly was that we needed to move to another platform. So, the good thing now is we've been successfully able to move most of these audio devotionals to our website. And if you check, you will notice that this is coming from our website and not just SoundCloud. So I'm so sorry, but it's nice to have you back. Today I will be discussing with us what I will call Living the Good Life. Living the Good Life. I am reading from 1 Peter chapter 3 and from verse 9 to 10. And it says, not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. What does it mean to enjoy life? A lot of us want to enjoy life. Scripture in this place gives us the recipe for a life which we can say is being enjoyed. A life that's well lived. The concept of enjoyment of life is very much different from our fleshly perceptions of living a good life. Now, what does it mean to live a good life? Firstly, scripture defines what it means to enjoy life. And then it also, being the instruction manual of God, reveals to us how we can enjoy this good life. In the passage we just read, it says, first and foremost, you must love life. To enjoy life is to love the life you are living. Have you ever looked at your life and you look at your life in so much despair and so much dissatisfaction to say, this is not the kind of life I should be living? But it says, if you want to look at your life and say, I am living a good life, these are the things you have to do, which I'm going to share with us today. So you will enjoy the life you're living, and you will see good days. And how do you go about it? It says, you will not firstly return evil for evil. When evil, as a believer, as a child of God, is spoken to you, do not be quick to retaliate with speaking evil against people. Never ever, for in any scenario, speak evil against people, but instead blessing, because that's what we've been called to do. Let good always proceed from your mouth. It says, he that will enjoy this life must refrain from speaking evil. Keep his tongue from speaking evil. New Living Translation says, you keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Everything that doesn't glorify God in any way must not proceed from your mouth. The summary of the whole passage is that if you want to enjoy your life, you have to mind what you say to people and how you say it. You have to mind the way you behave and relate with people. You must live peaceably. Bible is teaching us that when we control the way we talk, it shields us from all sorts of trouble. When we control the things which we say, no matter what has been said to us, we are guaranteed of living a peaceful life. So many of God's children have not been able to successfully keep themselves away from trouble. A lot of God's children today are facing one trouble or the other, and when you trace it back to memory lane, they entered trouble because They weren't able to control what they said. They weren't able to control their conduct. And there were implications. They suffered calamity, catastrophic events. Believers are not able to manage human relationships effectively. They are too rancorous, too controversial. And as a result of this, they enter trouble. They live a life laden with so much trouble, so much controversy. So they've defrauded people. They have spoken evil of people. They have slandered people. They have caused so much stir. And they are living like fugitives. They are living like vagabonds. They are living a life of controversy, of anger, of wrath, a life of prejudice, a life of all sorts of things that ensure that we are robbed of our peace. If you want to live a good life, if you want to live happily, a life in which there is peace in yourself, you have to mind the way you talk. You have to mind what proceeds from your mouth. Refrain from allowing evil to proceed from your mouth. James chapter 1 and verse 19. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of a man does not produce the righteousness of God. Proverbs 10 and verse 19. In the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. The same Proverbs 10 and verse 13. In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him who is void of understanding. His mouth puts him in trouble. His mouth puts him, robs him of his peace. Proverbs 13 and verse 3. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. We should live a life of peace. We should conduct ourselves in a manner that promotes peace rather than controversy. Matthew 5 and verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Being a peacemaker, we should be those who facilitate peace and reconciliation rather than stir up strife and grudge and controversy. We should be peacemakers. Romans 14 and verse 19. Therefore, let us pursue the things which make for peace, and the things by which one may edify one another. This should be our objective at all times. Going out of our way to ensure that as much as possible, as much as lies within us, as scripture has said also in Romans, live at peace with all men. Live at peace as much as possible, as practicable as possible. Live at peace with all men. 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 7. He says, why will you not rather accept wrong? Why will you not rather accept to be defrauded? It's saying to us, if you go read that passage, it's saying to us that at times as believers, it's better to concede defeat, to concede loss for the sake of peace with our brethren, for the sake of peace in the body of Christ. We know it's a case that on a good day we're going to win it. We know we're not at fault. We know our rights, but we choose to let it go. We allow ourselves to concede loss. We allow ourselves to be defeated. We allow ourselves to be defrauded for the sake of the love and the peace that will reign among the brethren. This is the attitude of Christ. For the sake of peace. A story between Abraham and Lot in the book of Genesis. there was already controversy and rancor among Abram's servants and Lot's servants. And Abram called Lot and said, look, we're brothers. We can't continue this way. We must always maintain the peace between us. So what we need to do is we need to part ways. So I'm older than you, but I would rather that you choose the side of the land which you will prefer to take. For the sake of peace, Abraham conceded defeat, and Lot felt he was smart. He looked at the part that was more viable, the part that looked more fertile and more attractive. He felt he was smart. He took advantage over a cousin, his uncle, and he took the better land. But the rest is history. At the end of the day, Lot lost everything to Sodom and Gomorrah. He took the portion of Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham chose to concede defeat and loss for the sake of peace. And even when Lot was disadvantaged with his decision, Abraham went out of his way to ensure Lot was rescued. That is the attitude. So once you follow this rule, keeping and ensuring that you're at peace with all men, controlling your conduct, your relationship with all men, and the way you talk, the things you say to people, you will observe after a while that the quality of your life has drastically improved. The quality of your life. I'm not talking about being a millionaire and having material things. I'm talking about a life of peace and joy and happiness. Thank you very much. You are blessed. If you heard me and you have questions, you need counseling, you need a miracle, you can write us an email, info@project-charis.org. info@project-charis.org. You are blessed.